unconditional love changes everything. Hey, I'm late. This is your tailgate talk. So I don't know if you've noticed, if you watch tailgate talks, but in the last several weeks, our pack has grown. Yeah, that wasn't really by choice, but it just kind of happened. So the beautiful thing about where we live here on our farm is that this has become the, I don't know if you look us up on Google Maps, if there's like a pin that's dropped or something, that this is like the drop-off place for dogs. I hope not. But apparently we have started a dog rescue, and I was not made aware of it. So people just drop animals here. if you remember me sharing the story of how Tuff got here, that's how Tuff showed up. Tuff showed up here on the farm, and we decided to keep him. He's been an incredible puppy dog. He's a great cow dog, but he wasn't the last to make his unscheduled appearance here at the farm. Several weeks back, these two beautiful, beautiful, precious puppy dogs showed up on our farm, and you know, something had to be done. So now they've had their shots and they're growing. They eat a lot of dog food, a lot of dog food. They were about 9 weeks old when I took them to the vet for their first shots, and they were 15 pounds each. Yeah, they tell me they've got some Pyrenees in them. So they're going to be about as big as a decent-sized horse when they're full grown. Anyway, they're huge. But when they first showed up, I mean, we had to kind of catch them because they wouldn't come to us. They were very, very afraid. They were real skittish, and as you can see, that has changed. And that has changed because they've been given affection, and we've just loved on them, and they're not the same dogs they were. They're just not the same dogs, and they're sweet. Lindley has taught them how to swing, so it's just all fun and games. It's great. Planning on getting her a saddle so she can ride them around when they get bigger. Anyway, unconditional love changes everything. In the book of John chapter 4, Jesus had an encounter with a woman at a well. And she was there when other women weren't there because she had a scandalous past. She would just assume not have to interact with the other women of the area, no doubt because they probably weren't real kind to her. And she'd had a string of failed relationships, and apparently she was looking for love and companionship, acceptance, something, fulfillment, and she'd never found it yet. And the guy that she was with at that particular time and living with at that particular time wasn't her husband. Jesus knew that. It came out in the conversation. But Jesus offered her something that was what she had been looking for all along, and she never even knew it. And that was living water. Deeply fulfilling water. The water of life. And can I just say to you today that unconditional love, the kind of love that only God can give truly, the kind of love that fulfills us in the deepest way, listen, we can't encounter that and walk away unchanged. It changes every fiber of who we are. That woman encountered Jesus, and she came to the well when no one else would be there, and she left the well and went back into town and was shouting up and down the streets, "Come back with me and meet a man who told me all things whoever I've done." And in that area where she was from, there was an incredible revival, and those streets were filled with people who came back and met Jesus in the very same way that she did. And their own testimony was, when we first came because of what the woman said, but now we've seen for ourselves. Unconditional love changes everything. Can I encourage you with two things today? Number one, if you don't know Jesus, He loves you just like He loved that woman in John 4. And if you don't know Him today, you right now, wherever you're watching this tailgate talk from, can cry out to Him Admit to Him that you know He died for you, that you know He was buried and resurrected for you, and ask Him to forgive the sin that you know you have in your life. If you want to know more about that, reach out to us through this LifeWord page. We'd love to talk to you more about what it means to know Jesus. Can I encourage you with this second thing? If you know Jesus, love people that way. Love people regardless of where they've been and what roads they've been down. Love people because they're created in the image of God and they're going to live forever somewhere. Love people because it changes everything. Listen, I love you, and I appreciate you for sitting with me on this tailgate today, and I hope you have an incredible week. Until next time, have a great week, and I'll see you next time on the tailgate.